This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Xiaoning. Now, global central bankers, of course, are also again in the driving seat when it comes to propping up the world economy. But many are demanding that governments join them in the rescue effort. Amid slowing global growth, the US Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank and perhaps even the Bank of Japan are all set to ease monetary policy in the coming months. But with less room to act than in the past, their leaders are telling politicians they will need to assist if a downturn takes hold.
Now, the pressure could be applied in person later today when central bankers and finance ministers from the G7 nations meet for talks north of Paris. They convene at a difficult juncture for the global economy as unpredictable trade wars are creating a deeper downturn and some bond markets are hinting at a growing possibility of a recession. So central banks are already set to play their part to preserve the expansion. But the question is now fiscal policy.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of talk about a lot of questions about asking whether governments can take up the slack of central bankers to promote the economy. In fact, recently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she called out Jerome Powell in a discussion asking the question of what happened to employment when the inflation rate is so low. And Jerome Powell had basically no answer for that. And she's calling for a look into monetary policy from the viewpoint of deficit spending, which she says certainly should be a bigger part of the conversation in policy in America. I think it's okay. It's safe to say right now that it's quite dangerous, right? The amount of money that's being pumped in the economy without much to show as far as employment is concerned, even though the data in the U.S. Is showing that employment has picked up in recent months. I think this is something that is very crucial about the role of a government in fiscal policy.
But the fiscal in US, we do see some strong job growth, job numbers. The issue is that there's been no wage improvement. And I think that's been a cause of concern. But it's also the way business are more run. Everything is just more cost efficient than it used to be. There's digitalization. So you don't actually see wages going up, which is not necessarily good for the ordinary man on the street. The question is inflation benign in US? Pretty much so. It should probably go up. There should be some wage growth. Otherwise, you might get a situation like what you have in Japan, where things just are flatlined for the next 20 years. And the danger is there that you can pump prime, you can do fiscal spending, but your timing of it is so critical. And you also have to be mindful in terms of your debt to GDP, your government debt, because it cannot be a situation where the government just, all it does is just service its loans.
Well, the argument, according to some of this new policy, is that if you deficit spend and have more debt, it's supposed to pay for itself because the economy generates enough revenue for tax revenues to be expanded. Also, on the idea of jobs, I think the argument today is that the jobs that are created are not high quality jobs, right? Mm-hmm. They are very low wage, low ranking jobs. So a lot of argument has come out, proposals, especially from the Democratic side in the debates to have the government take a more active role in pump priming economy so that more high level jobs are being created. And bearing in mind, right, there is a government debt issue. The U.S. is going to break its debt ceiling coming soon. Mm-hmm. And that should be interesting to see how this would shape the argument.
Yeah, so Jerome Powell has warned that the U.S.'s current fiscal position is unsustainable in the long run because it's not a good thing to have monetary policy being the main game in town. That's according to Powell. The U.S. did get a boost in last year from Donald Trump's $1.5 trillion U.S. dollar tax overhaul, but that effect is fading. And also bearing in mind that Trump's tax cuts were primarily aimed at corporate taxes, so at the rich who don't really need it and therefore wouldn't be spending and pumping money back into the economy. And Mario Draghi has also complained that monetary policy has taken a disproportionate burden in the last decade.
Do you know which country has really taken up this mantle of fiscal policy?
Which one?
It's China. Basically, the debt levels of China have moved up from 100-something%. This debt to GDP.
This is overall debt, right? Including consumers, mm-hmm. government, SOEs, everybody, right?
Debt to GDP ratio, yeah. The normal way of defining that, I think it's government debt. Mm-hmm. It's doubled to over 300% of the GDP compared to the US's of, I think, around 150%.
Well, you do see it in the way they have built the infrastructure in terms of airports, roads, railways. There have been big spenders on this, right, in the last decade or so.
And they probably will continue to be pumping stimulus back into the economy, particularly following their slightly lackluster GDP numbers recently. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.